The cultural highlights in our region this weekend include a jazz funk party, chamber music, gypsy punk, an orchestral concert, new art exhibitions, and a whole lot more. Grammy Award winner Stephen Bernstein, the jazz wizard genius who knows as well as anyone how to combine cutting-edge jazz, funk, and pop music, brings his Universal Melody Brass Band to the Hunter Center at Massanutten in North Adams on Saturday at 8 p.m. in a ticketed event culminating Massanutten's annual free day. Trumpeter bandleader Bernstein presides over consciousness-expanding arrangements from Sly and the Family Stone, Duke Ellington, Jelly Roll Morton, Alan Toussaint, The Band, and more, accompanied by a wicked horn section featuring stalwarts of the downtown avant-garde, including tuba player Ben Stapp, trombonist Curtis Falks, saxophonist Oscar Noriega and Eric Lawrence, and slide trombone master Art Barron. Superstar drummer Billy Martin of Modesky Martin & Wood drives the band. The Williams Chamber Players will play works by Thea Musgrave, Clara Schumann, Johannes Brahms, and a world premiere by Williams faculty member and pianist Zachary Wadsworth in Brooks Rogers Recital Hall at Williams College tonight at 8 p.m. This free event is open to the public. The concert opens with Five Love Songs by contemporary composer Thea Musgrave, performed by soprano Erin Knopfzinger and guitarist Robert Phelps. Next, the ensemble presents Sonata in F Major, Opus 99 for cello and piano by Johannes Brahms, featuring Nathaniel Park on cello and Elizabeth Wright on piano. The Pioneer Valley-based gypsy punk ensemble Bella's Bartok crosses state lines to bring its fusion of gypsy swing, Balkan brass, bohemian punk, and pop sensibilities to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. Bella's Bartok is a brassy, theatrical, six-piece ensemble that melds gypsy swing, Balkan brass, and bohemian punk with pop sensibilities. Their sound moves way beyond labels, pushing the envelope towards the darker side of Eastern and Central European music, blended with the sounds of vaudeville and the downtown avant-garde. The group will appeal to fans of Gogol Bordello, Beirut, Howard Fishman, and the Klezmatics. First Friday's Arts Walk kicks off with a dozen art shows featuring over 20 accomplished regional artists in downtown Pittsfield, Mass., with opening receptions this evening from 5 to 8 p.m. all over the place. 10-Spot Photography, a collaborative exhibition between the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts and Sohn Fine Art Gallery in Lenox, will feature artists Bob Avakian, Zachary Burns, Ken Drafak, Susan Evans-Grove, Ralph Mercer, Rebecca Mosman, Carl Rubino, and Denise Tarantino, among others. Over in Hudson, New York, Americana is a new exhibition that stages concrete and abstract symbols of American values in a striking selection of ballpoint pen drawings, wood and cardboard constructions, paintings, and photographs. The artworks recall contemporary artifacts relating to American history, culture, and tradition, defined by previous centuries, and is on view at the Carrie Haddad Gallery now through Sunday, March 12th. And down in Annandale-on-Hudson, New York at Bard College, the Orchestra Now, under the baton of Federico Cortez, performs works by Debussy, Barber, and Franck at the Fisher Center at Bard on Saturday at 8 p.m. and again on Sunday at 2 p.m. The Orchestra Now will perform an orchestral elegy, 3 symphonic sketches on the sea, and a full symphony. Works include Samuel Barber's Adagio for Strings, Debussy's La Mer, and César Franck's Symphony in D Minor. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.